Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, November 20th. One of South Carolina's largest employers, Savannah River Nuclear Solutions, has entered into an apprenticeship program with the state in an effort to train workers for jobs at the sprawling nuclear site in Aiken and Barnwell counties. Stuart McVane, president and CEO of SRN Solutions, says the company is in the process of hiring thousands of new workers in the coming months and will work with the state's 16 technical colleges to train future workers.
We are in the process of hiring into the thousands of people for both new missions as well as to replace individuals that are retiring from 40 years of service at the Savannah River site.
McVane says 300 apprenticeships will be created over the next 10 months. More than 11,000 employees currently work at the Savannah River site. In other news, nearly 28,000 people found a job last month, pushing the state unemployment rate below 5%. According to the State Department of Employment and Workforce, the October seasonally adjusted unemployment rate decreased to 4.2%, driven largely by hiring in the leisure and hospitality sectors. Still, an analysis by the Post and Courier shows 42,000 jobs have not come back since the coronavirus-induced shutdown in March. State public health officials today confirmed 1,479 new cases of coronavirus with a positive test rate a little over 13%. The state's seven-day rolling average of cases now sits at 1,467. That's a little lower than a week ago. What's more, of the 203,000 confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus identified since March, nearly 10% were reported in the past 2 weeks. Electric customers who paid hundreds of millions of dollars into a nuclear power project that never generated power will start to see refund checks this week. The refunds stem from a class action lawsuit filed after Santee Cooper and partner South Carolina Electric and Gas ended construction on two nuclear reactors at the VC Summer Station in Fairfield County in 2017. Attorneys representing South Carolina's electric cooperative members and Santee Cooper customers announced today the first round of settlement payments would go out this week. And absentee ballots in South Carolina were turned in without required signatures at a lower rate in the 2020 election than the presidential election 4 years ago. An analysis by the State Newspaper of Columbia showed less than 1% of mailed-in ballots lacked witness signatures this election. In 2016, about 1.2% lacked the signature. South Carolina allowed anyone to vote absentee by mail this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.